My name is Gloria. I am a two-time cancer survivor and fighting for the third time. Be sure to make it to Gloria's Hope fundraiser June 16th at Dirty Dogs Roadhouse. And now, you're listening to the H-Train Show.
Today's show is brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced. Freedom cannot.
Portions of this program will not be suitable for those under the age of 18. Parental guidance is suggested.
There's a lot of nonprofit organizations out there.
Not like the
H-Train Show. I don't care if it sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funny as...
I'm former President Barack Obama. You're listening to the H-Train Show.
We're definitely in support of those that serve.
The H-Train Show.
Thank you to all the vets out there and all the hardworking heroes that really support our country and give us a free world to live in.
I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
He ain't seen nothing yet.
You're listening to the H-Train Show.
To the H-Train Show.
The H-Train Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. It's Monday night right here at the Railhead Station Studios here in Colorado. It is another episode of the H-Train Show with the Goose.
Whoop, whoop!
And our only mission here
is...
Is
that too enthusiastic?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I forgot to turn that thing on, too, of course.
Oh, that's quite all right. I'll get it.
Our only mission here is to show our men and women in uniform all over the world that there are more programs out there beyond the VA. My name's H-Train.
My name is Richie Cunningham.
Just kidding. I'm the Goose. Hi, everyone. Thanks for riding on the crazy train with us today, as usual. And as usual, before we get started, I need to let you know all about the different ways that you can listen to our show today and over the weekend when we do our reruns. You can tune into mbradio.us, irnbroadcast.com, and we also have a Military Brotherhood radio app. I was just testing it out. It's working just fine, everybody. So get on that app if you have a smartphone. It's good for iPhone or Android, so whatever you got, you should be good to go. And as I said, we rerun our episodes on Fridays. It's the same time, same place, here on MBR at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Sundays, we rerun at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on irnbroadcast.com. We know that everybody likes to get to bed early on Sundays, so we like to rerun it a little earlier on that day. But if ever you're bored during the week and need some H-Train love, just hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. We're on there, and we always like to receive messages from our listeners. We usually have a poll, but we also like to hear, you know, other suggestions and stuff. If you guys, you know, come across anything you find interesting, you let us know. We love new ideas and stuff. And speaking of awesome ideas, we have a text line, 720-619-0627. Text along with our show today and text anytime during the week if you come across something you want us to discuss, or maybe you just find something funny and you'd like to share it with us. That's totally fine. We love comedy. And today's interview of the week is with Freedom Alliance. Yay! And we have a discussion today thanks to our Facebook poll.
Yes.
We're discussing what one can do when introducing a new pet into the family. Especially if you have pets already.
Right.
So, pretty cool stuff. And you have some cool insight into this.
Yeah.
I just met the new addition today.
Yeah, and you know, Ed, for those that are dog lovers, maybe you might have some comments or suggestions. Now, remember, people, and I want to really, really iterate this, that this isn't just a podcast show.
No.
This is a live radio show.
We do live.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a little bit of a delay, depending on if you use our web address or if you use the app. But we want you to call in. We want you to give us your opinions, you know. And maybe you might be a little, I don't know, shy or...
Don't be shy.
Don't be shy, you know? Or maybe you think that I'm like...
This is a safe place.
Yeah, maybe you agree with Goose and you don't agree with me. That's
pretty
okay.
Common, actually.
Yeah, yeah. You know, my wife doesn't agree with me all the time, so trust me, it's okay to write in and stuff. But I tell you, one of the reasons why we decided on this discussion as a topic is because it can be very, very intimidating introducing a dog or a cat to another dog or a cat that has already been there. And it's really hard when you have a husky or a bulldog or a pit bull and you introduce them to other dogs. So I think this is going to be a great topic. And as always, on our Facebook page, you know, I think we might try doing the Facebook Live for the discussion just so that people can chime in. I don't know. I have to talk to Goose about that.
Sure.
Because
I'd be down.
But
we'll have the text line, too, for, you know, old people.
And since it's unfortunate, but we will go ahead and say we really appreciate Danny Ray, the Wild and Woolly Show.
Mm-hmm.
They left MBR. So he won't be doing our tribute to the troops anymore. We wish them nothing but success.
Yes. Good luck.
In their future endeavors. But, you know, they went to a station where they feel that they can reach more veterans. They went to a station that is local there in Indiana.
Oh, cool.
So, we understand, and we will definitely miss you, Danny.
Yeah.
We will, because he was a shine of sunshine all the time. So, Goose.
Yes.
How was your weekend? The I know you went
great.
With N3, but the
well that
the
was on
beer
Thursday.
Cruising.
Yeah, that was last Thursday. We went on a beer cruise. It was, you know, it's funny, whenever we all get together for a meeting, it always involves going out to a bar, and in this case, it was three bars, and none of us had to drive, which was nice, but, yeah, we got some details hashed out, and, in case you guys haven't heard, those of you here in Colorado, or maybe you're coming to Colorado next month, Estes Park Comic-Con's gonna be here in Estes Park, Colorado. So check out EstesParkComicCon.com and get your ticks.
And I got to be honest with you.
It's going to be badass, you guys. Flash Gordon's going to be there.
And I got to be
Need I say more?
I have to be honest with you. Like, when we first met and we talked,
mm-hmm.
you're not into Marvel Comics at all.
But I'm into celebrities.
You're excited about Comic-Con.
Because Flash Gordon's going to be there.
Celebrities, you just said. I just thought that was kind of unique.
It is a little unique.
Yeah,
I'm kind of one of those weird people. I feel like I don't really have a nerd outlet. Maybe.
Yeah.
You know, I've actually recently reawakened my love for the environment, so maybe that's where my nerdiness lies. But I've never been to a Comic-Con, and the fact that I get to work at one this time, at my first one, like getting to interview the celebs, getting to you know, set up their booths and stuff like that. That's really cool to me. So, as I said, EstesParkComicCon.com, you guys. I'll be there. Flash Gordon will be there. Again, need I say more? And there will be a lot more people there, too. So don't worry. It won't just be me and Flash.
And your new adventure with the new job.
Yes. The new... Well, it's kind of new. I've worked in a deli before, so, but it's a different store. It was a Target before, and now it's a Sprouts.
It's a Sprouts, yeah.
So, it's nice. I haven't used my discount yet. I was going to earlier today, but I got lazy and took a nap instead. And I got a haircut this weekend. That was exciting.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, like 4 inches gone.
Yeah,
Gonzo. Did you guys see that in the live Facebook vid before we got started today? Yeah, it's all gone.
How's it feel?
It feels a little weird because I'm used to being able to like pull it over to one side and like braiding it or playing with it.
Yeah.
And I can't really do that now because it's like shoulder length. But I can still tie it up in a pony when I work out and stuff, which is always a plus. I almost went with your hairdo, but
yeah.
I decided the Bruce Willis look wasn't for me.
Not yet.
No.
Not yet.
Maybe someday.
We're going to work on it. We're going to work on it.
So,
we're going to work on it.
Yeah. It's going to be epic.
So Friday I went to a club meeting and
your biker club
my
meeting.
My biker club meeting, and mm-hmm. I don't know if he listens to the show. But a good friend of mine, we call him Ghost, Ivan, he has been diagnosed with bone cancer.
Oh, that's like one of the worst ones, isn't it?
And this guy's a tough cookie because he was riding his bike and he had his fingers amputated.
Oof.
And, you know, my thoughts and my prayers go out to you. Especially if you're listening to this, you know, and Hope Gloria, Gloria's Hope, it's a fundraiser
mm-hmm.
that us bikers do. You heard her before we did the H-Train show. This is her third time having cancer.
Oh my God.
Defeated it twice.
How does that happen? I feel like once you defeat it once, right? You should have paid your dues.
And this is her third time.
Man.
And there's a fundraiser that is an annual, and it's going to be June 16th.
Oh, that's coming up here. That's like the end of the week.
Right. So I told her the very least that I could do is doing the promo stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know why my thing did that, because I had it on vibrate. But, okay. In other news. But, you know, it was a great weekend. I went to my first gay wedding.
That was your first? I don't think I've been to one, actually.
That was my first.
I almost went to one. Couldn't go.
How
was it?
I felt awkward.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
But
I don't know how I would react, to be honest with you. Because
you know, me and you were talking about this, because you're like, well, how do you feel when you see two girls kissing?
Yeah, because this was two guys getting married, right?
And
yeah, and most men find like lesbians making out really hot.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Apparently, you're one of the odd ones.
I don't like it.
H-Train's odd.
But
newsflash.
I don't really like public affection. You know,
like you and your wife don't like hold hands when you go out.
We hold hands, but like I
that's public affection.
I don't really kiss her out in public, really.
Do you give her like little, like it's okay like to not make out, like that gets kind of awkward, like even with straight couples, like if they're like
I guess tongues
are touching in a public place, it's a little awkward.
I guess I give her like, you know, a little lip peck.
Okay.
You know,
but you don't like make out with her in the booth at Denny's.
No. Yeah, I think
that's not okay.
Like when we had our wedding and we had pictures of us kissing for our wedding pictures. Yeah, I didn't like that. I'm like, why do you want to? And she wanted, she, like, those are her favorite ones. And I'm like, ew.
Probably because you don't like it.
Probably.
Joel doesn't like these, so I'm going to blow them up, frame them, and put them on our front door.
Right?
I would do that.
Well, it is, this time, you know, once again, real quick, before we go on music break, Brandy, our producer.
Thank you.
Scheduled three interviews that we knocked them out. We're
in less than an hour,
yes.
Brando.
Yeah, we're doing good on that. Michael and Sarah Johnson are the ones
that
created the music today, and we've got even more great things happening, so whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the H Train Show with the Goose right here on NBR and IRN. See you after the music break, everybody.
Do we have good music today?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Watch out, here I come.
Read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older. Mountain I must climb, feels like the world upon my shoulder. Through the clouds I see love shine, it keeps me warm as life grows colder.
My name is Kim Kardashian, and you are listening to the H Train Show.
All right, everybody, we are back. You're listening to the H Train Show with the Goots.
Welcome back, you guys.
And I tell you what, the nonprofit of the week.
Of the week.
He is on the line with us. His name is Tom Kilgannon, and I'm doing really good. I haven't mispronounced the last name yet.
We had an easy one today.
Yes, yes. So Tom is the president of Freedom Alliance, And he's going to tell us a little bit about it. Is Freedom Alliance like housing development, like a realtor? Or,
just tell us about it.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Sure, I'm happy to. Thanks for having me on the program. It's an honor. And Freedom Alliance is we're a charitable organization. We're a military support organization. So what we're doing on a day-to-day basis is helping soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, the heroes that go out and wear the uniform for this country, fight and protect us. And when they come home from war with wounds and emotional wounds, physical wounds, we are there to help them out. We do that in a variety of ways, and we take care of their families as well. It's something that we've been doing for many years, and we do so because there was a period of time in our country when our veterans were not treated as well as they should have been, and we wanted to make sure that that never happened again. So Freedom Alliance vigorously supports our men and women in uniform, and we're proud to do so.
Outstanding. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the programs that you offer with your organization?
Sure, I'm happy to. You know, one of the biggest programs that we have is really directed at the children of fallen and wounded heroes. And what we do is we offer college scholarships to these kids. And we do so for two reasons. First, and most importantly, is that, you know, these kids are when they go off to college, they're facing increased tuition year after year. And we want to make it possible for them to afford their college tuition. And so we provide these scholarships. And secondly, what we're doing is each scholarship that we give away ensures that their parents' sacrifice is never going to be forgotten by a grateful nation. So we're helping them financially and emotionally to make sure that their parents' memory lives on, that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated, and that's the way we do it. We have currently 327 students who are on scholarship with us. We give out over $1 million a year.
Wow.
And we're approaching Memorial Day. It's a holiday in which we are supposed to recognize those who gave their lives for our country. And so I would encourage your listeners who might fit this criteria, who have had a parent sacrifice for our country in uniform, to look at freedomalliance.org and see if they would qualify for one of our scholarships.
Okay. All right. Well,
that's interesting.
Yeah.
So is there the kids who receive these scholarships, is there a particular like major that they need to be going into, or do they need to be going into the military themselves, or is it just whatever they want as long as they're the kid of a military member?
That, you know, that last point is really the main criteria. As long as they're the son or daughter of an American hero, they are most likely going to qualify for our scholarship. We will give them the scholarship if they want to go to an Ivy League school or a state school or a community college. We're even covering those who go to vocational and technical schools.
Oh, very
cool. These kids have hopes and dreams and aspirations, and we don't want to tell them and dictate to them what those aspirations should be. If they've got a goal that they want to achieve, we're going to help them do it because their parent made that sacrifice. You know, our scholarships are upwards of $6,000 per student per year, and it's because of their parents. So in many cases, we will have two or three or even four siblings within one family that we are helping with scholarships. So it's a real honor to be able to help them because, you know, it's unique in that way. A lot of students will get a scholarship for because they excel in academics or athletics. But in this case, it's really their parents' sacrifice for our country that qualifies them for this assistance.
That's really cool. And as you said, sometimes, you know, it's, you know, the kid of a fallen soldier or military member. And, you know, if it's a one-income family, that can be really rough,
right,
especially when it comes to college tuition. So I think that's super cool that you guys do that. And for multiple kids in one family,
right,
that's even cooler.
Well, and I have a couple of veteran friends that, you know, they're on a very tight budget. And, you know, she was looking for colleges for her child. And, you know, she's like, Have you found any? And I'm like, not yet. So our producer found you guys. And yeah, so it could be active or a veteran.
It is really mostly for veterans.
Okay.
Because it is the injury or the ultimate sacrifice that qualifies the student. So if they if their parent was killed in combat, that would qualify them. If they were 100% permanently disabled, that would qualify them.
Okay.
So that's really the main criteria for our scholarship.
Okay. All right. So if it's a veteran and they're like 30 or 40%, then they won't qualify. But if it's 100%, okay. Got it. All right. This isn't the first time today that my listening skills are not very well, so I appreciate you. Goose is over here keeping me on track. I slipped through the cracks again, Goose.
It's okay.
You're doing wonderfully, both in listening and pronunciation.
Okay, so Goose, I'll go ahead and let you.
Well, I was just going to ask, we've talked about how you help the families, it sounds like. So how do you help the wounded soldier or Marine or whoever they are?
Sure. It's a great question, and it's really it's a big issue because there are a lot of different types of need that our wounded troops have. But we're addressing it in a variety of ways. First and foremost, we put a lot of effort into recreational rehabilitation. And what we mean by that is we sponsor a lot of hunting trips and fishing trips and skiing and
fun.
I like that.
Those kinds of things. The motivation there is to get the troops out of their home into the company of one another. They want to be with those that they've served with, those who've been there, done that, as they say. And the reason for that is because many of them are struggling, whether they have physical wounds or emotional wounds. They're struggling with anxiety and depression and other issues, and we want to keep them active. So first and foremost, that is what we're doing. Secondly, we're giving mortgage-free homes to some of the troops. We're providing all-terrain wheelchairs to amputees.
Oh, wow.
And offering vacations and retreats for military couples, because the last thing that we want is for the marriage to be yet another casualty of war. We want to keep families together. We want to keep husbands and wives together, fathers with their children, and we really have to put a lot of resources toward that. One of the big challenges that we have in doing this is that, by and large, the public feels that because the war is no longer on the front page of America's newspapers, that there is no longer a need to help our wounded troops.
Yeah.
And the reality couldn't be, more different. The fact of the matter is that the longer they are home, the more need that they have. And the types of injuries that they're trying to rehabilitate from will take years and in some cases decades. It's an effort that needs to be repeated again and again with each individual service member. So there's a lot of effort that goes into it.
I agree. I totally agree. And, that's a great point that you made there, that just because, the wars and stuff are, I don't want to say winding down, but like you said, it's not on the front tabloids, it's not on the front page much anymore. And there's a lot of nonprofits out there that, they've how do I put this correctly? And you'll agree with me. There's a lot of nonprofits that have took advantage of the situation and spent donor money the wrong way, and now other nonprofits have to deal with kind of like the community, kind of like donors second guessing, is this money really going to the veteran, or is it going to the CEO riding a horse in a meeting or something like that? You know what I'm talking about. So it's great that you made that point.
I do. I know what you're talking about, yeah. And there is some of that happens. But here's the good news. Let's focus on the good news.
Okay.
Is that if we were to go back to the Vietnam era, the number of nonprofit organizations, the number of outlets for support was not nearly what it is today. Although there are some organizations that have made mistakes or taken advantage of the situation, there are a whole lot more that are doing good. You've got nonprofit organizations out there that are providing education support, rehabilitation support, financial support, emotional support, and all of that is great news because we have really come a long way in ensuring that when our veterans come home, when our combat warriors come home, that they have many more resources throughout society to be able to tap into. Now, we do have to find ways to make them aware of these resources. That can still be problematic. Wow. But, you know, American society has come a very long way, and that's something that I'm really proud of, to be a part of a community that cares so much for our troops.
I agree. And, you know, once we're done with this interview, I just want to make sure that you have our contact info so that if you guys ever need anything, we can keep connected. We can keep talking and stuff. Goose, do you have any other questions?
I was just going to ask Tom if he could say the website one more time and any social media. Like, how can we help you, you know, donate, volunteer? How do we find out what to do?
Absolutely. I'd love to. Our organization is Freedom Alliance, and the website is freedomalliance.org, freedomalliance.org. Our Facebook is facebook.com/freedomalliance. So all the information you're looking for will be there, and it'll tell you about our programs to support the troops, to support the families, to provide these scholarships, and hopefully your listeners will take a look at it and get involved with Freedom Alliance. We'd love to have them, because it is the average American out there who has really made this possible. Their support, their generosity, their volunteer time, it's what makes this country great. And without your listeners and so many other people like them, we wouldn't be able to help our troops in this way.
All right, awesome. Well, I'm going to play the Time to Shine clip, and then after we play it, we'll explain to you what it is. So hold on a second.
This is your time to shine, baby. It's your time to shine.
All right, so this is what we call it, a Time to Shine, and what this is maybe I didn't ask you the right question or set you up for the right question or write the answer, and there's something that you really want to add to this interview, to our listeners, to other veterans listening in. This is your 2-minute platform to say whatever you would like to say, that you want to make sure that you get on the record, and I encourage you to say your website, any social media links to like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, anything like that, so that people know who to contact if they would like to, you know, donate or volunteer their time.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
Hello, everybody. Again, Tom Kilgannon at Freedom Alliance. And, you know, one thing I really wanted to mention here as we wrap this up is to talk to our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, and let all of you know, the men and women who wear the uniform of this country, you all are wonderful, dedicated, devoted Americans. You're heroes. You go out there and you fight on our behalf, and we're proud of you. You're America's best diplomats, and when you come home, there's support for you. And one of the places you can find that is at freedomalliance.org. Freedom Alliance is dedicated to helping you and your families And we want to make sure that you get the help that you need, the support you need, and the appreciation you deserve. We are here working for you, and we're doing so on behalf of many, many thousands of Americans who want to express their support and appreciation. And to those people who would like to do so, we invite you to get involved with Freedom Alliance. Just go to our website at freedomalliance.org, visit our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/freedomalliance, and let us know what talents and resources you can bring to this cause, because I think the one of the great challenges that we have is to ensure that those who go and fight for this country are put on a pedestal, who are and made sure that they know that they are appreciated and will be cared for, because that's the cornerstone of America's national security, men and women who make up our armed forces. So as we approach Memorial Day, I say God bless you, I salute you, and I thank you and all the listeners of this great program who make our efforts possible. Thank you.
All right, awesome. Once again, everyone, if you missed it, that is Tom Killigan with Freedom Alliance. All right. That was a great interview.
Freedom Alliance. Yes, it was fantastic. Yes. Let's do it again.
Right? Well, everybody, it's that time. We're going to get ready and go on a music break.
Another one?
And when we come back, of course, it's the discussion. You know, I'm sitting here looking through my phone, and I looked over at Goose, and I didn't realize that June 16th was this Saturday.
Yep. I think I even said that. It's this weekend, the event that you were talking about.
If you guys don't know, Goose, she does a lot for this show.
I try.
In fact, she very, very well takes good care of me, repeating herself constantly.
Constantly.
And she doesn't get irritated.
Which is not like me at all.
So when you listen to the H Train show, just remember, we might change it to me, myself, TBI, and Goose. So whatever you do, stay
There's
with
so
us.
Many of us yes. now. Music,
we're
going to
go on a music break, and this time we're going to hear some R.E.M. and Rio Speedwagon.
It's R.E.O. Speedwagon.
Yeah, okay. You're listening to the H Train Show with the Goose right here on NBR and IRN.
Whoop, whoop.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Churn world, serve its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Feed it up a knock, speed, grunt, no strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down. High wire and a fire representing seven games in the government for hire and a combat site. Left the West coming in a hurry with the fury speeding down. My team reporters babble Trump, tethered crop, look at that, no plane, fine, then, uh-oh, overflow, population common food, but it'll do, save yourself, serve yourself, world serves its own needs, listen to your heart, lead dummy with the rapture and the reverend, the right, right, you patriotic, patriotic, slam, fight, bright, light, feeling, pretty sight, it's the end of the world as we know it, it's the end of the world. Caught in four towers, slice and burn, return. Listen to yourself, churn. Locking in, uniform and book, burning blood, letting every motive escalate. Automotive, incinerate. Light a candle, light a motor, step down, step down. Watch your heel, crush, crush, uh-oh. This means no fear, cavalier, renegade, steer clear. Tournament, a tournament, a tournament of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world. It's the end of the world.
Bernstein, Leonette, Brasnap, Lenny, Bruce, and Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, symbiotic, patriotic, slam, button, nap.
My name is Gloria. I am a two-time cancer survivor and fighting for the third time. Be sure to make it to Gloria's Hope fundraiser June 16th at Dirty Dogs Roadhouse. And now, you're listening to the H-Train Show.
And Goose is back.
I made
with
it.
The H train. Goose is like, oh, I gotta go. I gotta go to the little girl's room. I'm like, you got 35 seconds.
Yeah, that was a quick trip.
They should have bathroom Olympics. You would be gold medal.
I would? Oh, boy. Dear Olympic Committee, I'm writing the letter right now. All right. Let's discuss.
Let's discuss. And, you know, the thing that I forgot to ask you.
What?
Is, you know, we have these things here.
The buttons?
Should we try to Facebook Live so that people can talk to us while we do this discussion?
Isn't that what we have the text line for? Well, okay.
Yeah, but sometimes I don't know. You guys tell us. But till we figure that out, it is once and again, it's discussion time.
My name's H Train.
And I'm the Goose. Hi, everyone.
It's a very serious discussion.
I totally lost my train of thought.
But real quick, I wanted to...
What?
I lost my train of thought.
Pick a little talk, a little, pick a little talk. Cheep, 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 talk a lot. Pick a little more, pick a little talk, a little, pick a little talk. Cheep, 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 cheep.
Don't want it to be
okay. All. There we go. All right. So we don't know how this is gonna work. Okay, we can do that. Okay, so
we are live on Facebook.
We are live on Facebook. We also have our text line, but we just wanna interact with our customers.
This
our
one's
listeners.
Kind of an interesting one.
Yeah. Yeah. So all right.
Kind of came out of left field.
Yeah. So. Goose has came up to me. She's like, hey, we need to talk about this.
We did.
And
I did.
I'm like, okay. So, and you don't really know that much because you said that with the pets that you had one cat and then
I didn't have dogs growing up, or at least the one we did have, I don't remember because I was an infant. And it was a Dalmatian and it was way too aggressive for a young family, so my mom and dad saw fit to give the creature away. So I had, I actually begged my dad for like 3 years, and then when I was 6 or 7, I think, on Christmas, I got a cat. Yay! So, lucky me. And then the next year, my sister got one, and nobody was really sure how they were going to, you know, co-mingle in one house. I mean, people have multiple pets all the time, and, you know, a lot of times the pets get along just fine, but sometimes, you know, they don't.
Right, they don't.
So it just kind of made me think about that, because you just got a new dog.
I did.
Cats got along just fine. They hissed at each other for a couple days, and then they were best pals until the days they died.
Yeah, so. You know, and I think with dogs, it's a whole, like a territory issue.
Like a wolf pack mentality.
Yeah, because if you have a dog.
I don't think cats do that.
If you just have one dog and you bring a puppy home or bring another dog, it's very important that, you know, you're going to either choose outside or you're going to choose inside. I've never had a dog to where it made a difference if it was outside or inside. But what you want to do is you want to kind of, I don't know, maybe gate them in one place and then introduce that one dog to that one dog. Now, if you have two dogs and you're doing an addition, then what you want to do is you want to introduce them to one dog.
At the time
that you think would be good. So, for instance, Bailey, we had Bailey.
New bulldog, right?
Yeah, we had her.
She's so cute.
Introduced with Lady, and that did not go well at all.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like they're getting along very well.
And then after that, we brought in Barrett. You know, and when we got the dog, Cass is like, well, they keep fighting, and I'm like, that's going to happen.
Well, they're trying to establish who's the bigger dog.
Right, exactly. And so if anybody has a dog and they expect it to be a smooth transition, it's not going to be. Definitely. In fact, you know,
it's probably going to take work.
Yeah, it's going to take at least 2-3 months. believe it or not.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
It could be if you're impatient like I am.
it takes a while, you know, and like. Yeah.
Well, I think the important thing too is like, you know, when they do interact, that you're there, you know, in case things get ugly.
That's important,
but,
yeah.
But you do have to kind of let the dogs figure it out,
right?
It seems like.
And if they fight, then you, to a point, you need to let them fight, you know?
Yeah.
But when they start, like, you know, going for the neck, biting or
whatever. Well, how different is it with a service dog, though? Because you have a service animal.
Right.
Barrett's the service animal.
Right.
The other two are not. They're just there to look pretty.
So
is it different with...
It is kind of. It just depends on what kind of attitude that your animal is. And Brandy is, she's saying hi to us, our producer. Barrett's the kind of dog, and usually labs are like this. You can have a little kid pulling on his tail, and he's not going to do anything.
He's such a good dog.
Because that's his attitude, though. Like, a lot of people want to, you know, ban English bulldogs or pit bulls and stuff like that.
It's dumb.
And what I tell people is, you know, every dog has an attitude.
Sure.
Now, it's up to the owner.
But, yeah.
If they want to
train it
to keep that attitude.
Right.
Or... If they don't want it.
Yeah. It really, I mean, as far as these breed restrictions, I think they're really dumb because a lot of times it's just based on the size of the animal. And like a Rottweilers can get a little bit rowdy. It depends on, like you said, I guess the personality of the dog. I've known Rottweilers all across the board. I've known one that was like your bulldog, like just a big lazy sack of sleepiness and just right, and he was, you know, totally fine. And then I've known Rottweilers that were as rowdy as, you know, Jack Russell Terrier, like the little dogs, you know,
right,
running around barking all the time. So I mean, it comes down to the owner, really. I mean, train your dog, you know, and if it's rowdy like a Jack Russell or like these Rottweilers that I've met, you gotta rein that in somehow.
Well, she's pretty,
you know,
rowdy.
She's been pretty calm while I've been here.
What I mean by rowdy is, like, she's stubborn. Like, I've tried...
That's not rowdy.
I've tried to teach her how to lay down,
uh-huh,
and she's not doing it.
Well, that could be her personality.
But I tell you one thing. But I tell you one thing that I think is hilarious with the English Bulldog. I don't know if they're the same, but she is. When she goes out to the yard and poops,
mm-hmm,
she's too fat. She can't reach around and lick her butthole to clean. So what
Gross.
She does is she, like, runs. She, like, runs real fast.
So
trying to shake her booty. Trying to shake
I've never
the
seen
debris
that before. The
off.
Debris.
Debris. Yeah, I didn't know the words to it.
So, oh, Brandy's just saying here that she's had puppies born into the family, and they're still trying to figure it out.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
So,
okay. All right.
Sometimes it takes time. Like you
yeah,
were saying,
you
it
know,
can take months to, you know, really figure out the leader of the pack versus the beta animals.
It does. And, you know, a lot of people come up to me and they're like, how do they train a dog to be so calm like Barrett? And I tell them, you know, when dogs have a litter,
mm-hmm,
a leader, whatever you want to call it, when they have their babies.
Yeah.
Usually the baby, you can tell which dog is going to be calm because of the way they react. If they just sit there and don't cry very much, it's a good possibility that that dog will be perfect as a service dog.
Oh.
But if it sits there and cries and whimpers, and like, I mean, when we got Lady as a puppy, we put the collar on her and she just froze. She didn't do a damn thing. She
Lady.
Just froze.
My best pal,
She did
pal
not like
Lady.
That collar.
I got to put up my Mondays with Lady video today.
Oh, yes.
Got to figure out something before we go. She's my best pal, in case you guys didn't know. His little wiener dog. She looks like Lady the Cocker Spaniel, though.
From Lady
from
and,
the Disney.
Lady and Tramp. I think that's the reason why Cass named her.
She looks just like her, just a tiny bit smaller, I guess.
We got Bailey, and I wanted to name Bailey Denver because Bailey's not really a girl's name.
Sure it is.
You think so?
It's one of those unisex names like Alex.
Really?
Yeah, I've met girls named Bailey more than... I've never met a dude named Bailey. And I don't know if the liquor is a guy named Bailey. Maybe it is. But that's the only guy Bailey I know, if that be the case.
Hey, I have a listener. I mean, it's not really on the subject, but I have a listener writing, Joel, thoughts on our Broncos? Are they going to get rowdy?
No.
I don't know, to be honest.
I'm not
with
watching
you.
Football this year, and there's a lot of reasons for it.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that on the post.
Not doing it.
Concerning the Broncos.
See how it feels, Broncos, when I'm not giving you my money.
A lot of people ain't giving them their money, let me tell you. It's like $400 to watch a game, basically.
Well, if you were an actual football fan, all levels and stuff like that. Like, you have to buy the special packages and stuff, and it's just silly.
Yeah.
Thanks for changing the subject, Jay.
Well, good discussion.
We'll
go back to the dog situation, but I just want to go ahead and address it because yes. He's like, hey,
you're bothering to say hello, so we are addressing your question.
But I think the Denver Broncos. I don't believe they'll
have a winning
season.
We still don't have a quarterback.
Season. Well, we got Case Keenum. He's not too bad.
Okay.
If we have a winning season, I would be surprised. But we'll see how the pregame goes. But back to
I'll read about it in the newspaper.
Yeah, back to the dog situation. If you take your dog to PetSmart or Petco, you can have them trained. You can
pay. They do classes there, don't
but
they?
Let me give you a smidgen of advice, listeners. You don't have to pay $200 to go train your dog. What you do is you go to Petco or PetSmart, and you get, it's called a clicker. And what you do to initiate this, all right, when you tell them to sit, you want to give some kind of like a hand motion or a sign motion. This is a sit.
For you.
Well,
I've seen different things.
It's kind of usually international. But this is usually a sit, and then this is lay down. But the key thing is the clicker. Every time you click that clicker, that's telling the dog, hey, look, if you do this for me, I'm going to give you this treat. Do you want the treat? And when you click, that's the agreement, and the dog remembers.
Yeah.
The biggest thing about training a dog is consistently training them routine basis.
Like every day.
Yes, every day.
Makes sense to me. I don't have dogs.
Yeah, so, I mean, dogs are very, very smart. You just have to constantly work with them so that, they know what you want. Right.
Well,
now,
and that's also so that they know who the boss is.
Yeah.
Like, if you, start by training them and they're acting fine and then you let it go for a week, they'll jump all over you, literally. And it'll just, as fun as it is to roughhouse with a dog every so often, especially if you have, like, a mastiff or something. I know if I had one, I'd, like, that thing would be my pillow. But, just consistency. And it goes with, introducing the new dog. You want to be consistent about it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're not going to figure it out.
Yeah, and don't show favoritism. When we had Cowboy, it was before we got Barrett, but when we had Cowboy, Cowboy was Cassie's little baby.
Yeah.
She spent a lot of time. And then she started spending a lot of time with Lady instead of Cowboy. So when we was in Petco, Cowboy pissed on Cassie because she was spending so much time. So even though it's a new toy,
revenge!
Yeah. Even though it's a new toy, a new dog, you really want to trade off
Yeah. Make sure you're still showing
enough time.
The dogs, everybody, attention.
Right.
We saw it upstairs. Like, the minute you get down with Lady, the other two would be like, well, what about me? So just show the love everywhere as far as pets, snuggles, hugs, training, especially. So there it is.
Well, everybody, we're not going to go to a music break. We are going to drop right into the tribute to the troop. Then we're going to go on a music break. And then that takes us to the two-minute warning. I hope you enjoyed this Facebook Live and this conversation. And
we got a little off track.
Yeah, a little off
when
track.
When doesn't that happen?
But, hey, thanks for listening, Jay. Go Broncos.
Yeah, thanks
for
participating.
Everybody else, it's time for Tribute to the Troops.
Tribute to Troops, sponsored by the Brotherhood of Veterans. Vets helping vets. Helping vets. Helping vets.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Hey everyone, this is Brandy from the H-Train Show. Today's tribute to the troops will be in honor of Staff Sergeant Alexander W. Conrad, who was killed in a firefight in Somalia on Friday, June 8, 2018. Staff Sergeant Conrad was assigned to 1st Battalion, 3rd Special Forces Group Airborne in a support element. Military Brotherhood Radio and the H-Train Show with the Goose send our thoughts and prayers to Staff Sergeant Conrad's family and friends during this difficult time. Now back to you, H-Train and Goose.
All right, and you're still listening to the H-Train Show with the Goose.
Still?
Brandy, right? Brandy, thank you so much for doing tribute to the troop. Now, it's time for that music break right here on MBR.
Superman, hey little sister, shotgun. It's a
It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Ow.
Hamlet, founder of Caregiver Healing Foundation, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
All right, everybody, and we are back, and once again, you're listening to the H-Train Show with the Goose.
With who?
With the Goose.
Oh, yeah, me.
So,
I am the greatest.
I'm a cop, you idiot!
Okay. Oh man, so I gotta say, listeners, you know, me and Goose put our heads together and we probably work about 35 34 hours during the week trying to put the show together. Mm-hmm. But what we want to know is, what do you guys want us to discuss? Giving you that opportunity.
Sure.
So if there's something that you want us to discuss, mm-hmm. throw out that suggestion.
And you know what, guys? We do put polls up and stuff to kind of help ourselves as well as you along, you know, the process. But, you know, if you're kind of like, well, I don't really want you guys to talk about either of those things, feel free to just offer up something random. We always like to hear new ideas, and maybe there's something going on out there that we don't know about, and we'd like to know about it. So
yeah, and just so you know, we'll try our best to talk about it, but we try to steer clear of political issues because we don't want to divide the listeners. I think the news media does that good
quite
job.
Enough. Yeah, our president does that enough. All right, that's enough. Sorry, I just got off of my CNN app.
Wow. I follow Goose. Well, there are 40 likes gone.
Nope. Everybody who likes me is cool.
Well, Goose, guess what time it is?
I know.
It's not a tumor.
No? It's not that time? Oh.
It's the 2-minute warning.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the 2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
what we learned today.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado. A place for all and all the game teaches.
Okay, Goose.
What?
What did you learn today?
I learned to use more buttons today. I used a lot of them.
Excellent.
Yes. Yes.
I'm getting better at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you
think.
Are.
Okay.
You are. You're getting really good at that.
Yeah. Got a whole fleet of them over here today.
You know, I will say this. I think the biggest thing that I learned today is sometimes people have a cup in their life, and they view that cup half empty,
okay,
or half full.
Correct. I'm more of a half full kind of person.
And I think sometimes, and it might be my TBI PTSD, I don't know, but sometimes I'm negative.
Like your glass is broken?
Yeah, sometimes, you know. And, I mean,
just get a new glass.
The interviewer that we had today, you know, I don't want to say I think that I offended him, but, like, I was taking the interview in one direction, and he was kind of saying, hey, you know what? It's okay.
I think there was just clarification that needed to happen, that's all.
Right. And I'm just saying, you know, he was very positive.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying that I learned
today. His glass is very full.
Yes. That's what I learned today is sometimes I've got to be a little bit more positive, you know, because I don't want my name to come up on your phone and the alert being negative Nancy alert, negative Nancy
ooh,
alert.
I'm going to make that your ringer now.
See,
I'm just kidding.
Right.
Just because you said that, though.
That's what I don't want, you know? And
no, absolutely not. We want to be a positive influence.
Right.
And I would hope that everybody would want to be a positive influence on each other. So, yeah. More full cups out there, please.
Yeah.
Half full, that is.
And that's what I learned, you know? And, I mean, I didn't learn it today, but I've learned in the past. And you've said it on a tweet that when you smile at somebody, it actually goes a long way.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, just like I was on a really nice walk this morning. I was on a walk for probably a good hour and a half. And I just walked around Littleton like it wasn't anything special, like out in, you know, the state parks or anything. But I probably passed a good like 20 people. And half of them I said, you know, hi, good morning. And, you know, at first they were kind of like, oh, my God, like someone's talking to me randomly on the street. And it's kind of sad that that's such a big deal nowadays just to stop and say hi to someone that you don't know.
Yeah, because it's like, I think you're weird. Now, if you go to Germany, if you go to Germany, they don't wave. Just so you know.
They don't wave at all?
No. You walk
is that offensive? I don't want to offend anyone.
You walk by, they won't look at you, they won't say nothing, they won't say hi. It's just their culture. Another thing in the German culture, if you're eating and somebody comes over and sit at your table, they do that.
Oh, that's perfectly fine.
That's perfectly fine.
Oh, cool.
You don't tip in Germany either.
Oh, that's huge. I'm going there now.
You don't tip. And one of the reasons why they don't tip is because they make, the waitresses there, they make a lot of money.
Yeah, here not so much.
Well, because they, you know, that's just how it is. But, you know,
cultural differences are fascinating.
But I tell you what, in Germany, if it's open at 5 o'clock and it closes at 8 o'clock, guess what? It's open at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And it closes at 8 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
They'll lock the door when you're inside.
Uh-huh.
And they'll say, okay, it's 8 o'clock, bye. They won't help you. There's no customer service in Germany.
Oh. Well, that's all right. I kind of, I don't know. I mean, personally, I understand that because I used to work at, you know, like an electronics store. And let's say we closed at 10 o'clock that night. People would come in at 9:59 and we'd all look at each other like, are they freaking serious right now? Who needs a TV at like 10 o'clock at night, first of all?
Right.
So dumb. So well, anyway, and then, TV you know, we'd right? be forced to stay there for an extra hour, you know, helping this person figure out what they wanted. And it's like, didn't you see the sign on the door? Jeez.
I speak no English.
Oh, man.
Well, everybody, it is that time. It is...
time to go.
That's the show for today, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with an all-new show. And remember, you can listen to us again and again. That podcast is available right after we get off the air today. And don't forget to listen to our reruns on Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on NBR and Sundays on IRNBroadcast.com at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And remember, we are here for you, not for us.
Giving our veterans a voice.